My last pre-draft breakdown will focus in on two positions the Dolphin defense might look to add depth in this year's draft, defensive tackle and inside linebacker. There is no question in my mind the most athletic defensive tackle in this draft class is Aaron Donald from Pitt. The unanimous first-team All-American and team captain captured every meaningful postseason award that was available in 2013 and was the NCAA leader in tackles for loss. His first quick step allows Donald to play with great leverage to penetrate into the offensive backfield. The only question about Aaron Donald is his height at 6'1", but there is no question about how productive he will be at the defensive tackle position, and his presence will be immediate in the National Football League. Cal's DeAndre Coleman is the opposite of Aaron Donald because of his size at 6'5", 314 pounds. Coleman is just a space eater that has great body length and is very difficult to move off of the line of scrimmage. I see Coleman more as a pure run defender that has the ability to play on the edge in a 3-4 defense or a lane-stuffing tackle in a 4-3 set. Another defensive tackle that caught my attention at the Senior Bowl was Arizona State's Will Sutton. His quickness and the ability to make plays along the line of scrimmage is what I liked about him. Sutton might be a day three pick, but his ability to pressure the pocket from the interior might be a trait that moves him up some draft board. There are a couple of linebackers, one in particular, that many Dolphin fans have been talking about this offseason. Alabama's C.J. Mosley is the name most Miami fans know because there's a real chance Mosley might be available when the Dolphins select at number 19 in the first round. Mosley plays with urgency and has the speed to play inside or outside. He's an every-down linebacker that has above-average cover skills and has led Alabama's defense in total tackles the last two seasons. The SEC Defensive Player of the Year shouldn't disappoint at the next level. Wisconsin's Chris Borland won't impress you with his size, but his production will. The Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year is built low to the ground and relies on speed and instinct to get the job done. There's not a lot of wasted movement in his game. Borland is another player that most teams will write off because of his measurables, but the team that selects him will get a dependable tackling machine that plays with a nose for the football. I'm John Congemi. Remember to go to Dolphins.com for all of my pre-draft breakdowns and all of your off-season news and notes on the Miami Dolphins.